See what wacky provisions got folded into this year's bill.
The provisions authorize the indefinite military detention of American citizens who are suspected of involvement in terrorism, even those captured here in our own country, in the United States, which I think should concern each and every one of us.
Yes. I agree with you. That is somewhat concerning. A bill that allows the government to lock up an American citizen indefinitely without a trial. Thus, apparently nullifying the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. I can see why seven senators voted against it. I would have thought we'd had like nine or Baker's dozen, but all right. Can only imagine, though, the Senate debate on the bill was pretty pitched.
We have approximately a half hour on each side. I'm wondering how much Senator Graham needs.
10 minutes, is that too much? 5 minutes?
Could you do 5 minutes?
Seven.
We have, I think, seven speakers on this side.
Okay, I'll try to be quick.
Try to do 8 minutes? Would that be
all? Yeah, I'll try to do as quick as I can.
I can eliminate that freedom in 6 minutes. I can eliminate that freedom in five. Eliminate that freedom. Each side in this debate had half an hour. For the debate on eliminating one of the most basic protections of citizenship, we require at least the running time of two broke girls. Including commercials. This is not a banana republic. Would it be enough time to make the case against the bill? Rand Paul of Kentucky, go!
Detaining citizens without a court trial is not American.
Oh, I didn't even click the start button yet. Well, that's a pretty persuasive case against. What's the case for?
The senator from Kentucky wants to have a situation prevail where people are released and go back in the fight and kill Americans. He's right. He's entitled to that opinion.
Yes, that's what he wants. That is the Jewish grandmotheriest argument I have ever heard for indefinite detention of American citizens. The senator from Kentucky wants that bad people should be able to kill us. He's entitled to his opinion. I think they shouldn't, but what do I know? I'm just an old man with anger management issues. I don't know. Speaking of Jewish grandmothers, what does Senator Carl Levin think of this bill?
Al-Qaeda's at war with us. They brought that war to our shores.
Do you think we want to keep Americans in prison forever? Of course we don't. This hurts us more than it hurts them. All right, let's hear a less Jewish argument.
We're facing an enemy, not a common criminal organization who will do anything and everything possible to destroy our way of life.
So we're going to destroy it before they can get their hands on it.